Did you know that the United States Congress and former presidents have had to engage in conflict with the Islamic world from the very beginning of our nation? Did you know that the Islamic goal of world domination really hasn't changed? Yet, there's a stark contrast in the way we as a nation dealt with the original conflict back in the 1700s and the way we're dealing with it now. In the 1700s, we dealt with it right, and we won. But may I submit that the way we're dealing with this challenge now, if we stay in the same course, we're going to lose? Well, David New, let me start right out here with you on this matter of Islam versus the United States. Few people know that the U.S. was forced to engage Islam in a very significant way right at the outset of our nation, when George Washington was president, and then it carried over into the next couple of presidents. Can you give us a brief history of that engagement and how it came about?
Well, it's so nice to be with you today. Blessings to everyone. What happened was, when the United States gained its independence from Great Britain, it changed its status naturally throughout the world. Before American independence, the British were paying tribute to the Muslim nations, to the powers in the, what's called the Barbary Coast. That would be Algeria, Tripoli, Tunis, and Morocco. And they were paying tribute. The British were paying that. And so before independence, when American shipping was going throughout these waters, we were protected by the payoffs that were made by the British. Well, when American independence came, we were no longer the beneficiaries of that protection. We had to protect ourselves. And basically that meant that the Barbary pirates, that were largely Muslim, for sure, they demanded tribute from the United States of America. And that meant that George Washington and John Adams started making payments. And it's a sad chapter in our history, but that's exactly what happened. We started making payments to these people to leave us alone. Because if they, if you didn't make the payments, they would capture your ships. They would hold them for ransom. And sometimes they would sell the American sailors off into slavery. And so this went on for quite some time. And when the United States started making these payments, the hawk in the Washington administration was Thomas Jefferson. He did not like this idea of paying these people anything. Well, as time progressed, we made various treaties, and these treaties basically were agreements to make tribute payments to leave our shipping alone. Well, eventually, one of the leaders of Tripoli decided that he felt he wasn't getting enough money, and so he demanded more money. He raised the ante up to $225,000, and the United States government said, no, 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 we're not going to do it. And this is during the Jefferson administration. And he said, well, if you don't do it, I'm going to declare war on you. And that's exactly what he did. The country of Tripoli declared war on the United States on May 14, 1801. This is America's first foreign war. And it was involving Tripoli. And it was involving making payments to these people, to the Muslim pirates, to get them to leave us alone. And that started a war. And this is where the Enterprise, you have the USS Enterprise aircraft carrier, and we have the Enterprise in Star Trek with Captain Kirk and Leonard Nimoy and Spock and all this. This is where the mystique of the word Enterprise begins. Because at this point, there was a ship called, an American ship called the Enterprise, and they went up against the Tripolitan Navy, and they beat them very decisively. So that's when this story of the Enterprise really begins. This is August 1st, 1801, and the captain was a man by the name of Andrew Starrett. And so, anyway, this began the war. We finally won the war, the very first one. It went from 1801 to 1805. And the way Jefferson won the war is that he sent one of his military people to Egypt, and they collected an army. Lots of Americans, but lots of Arabs. and they marched from Egypt all the way down to Tripoli, and they captured the second largest city in the Tripoli area called Dema, and once that city fell to the Americans, then the Tripolitan forces decided that maybe it was time to make peace after all.
David, this
and Tripoli
is also
did go on for a little while longer. By the way, we continued to make various points payments and tribute to them. It didn't end completely until after the War of 1812. After the War of 1812, the United States, once they finished the war with Britain, they sent Stephen Decatur out there to North Africa, and he said, "We are not doing this anymore, and if you can't handle it, we're just going to fight you right now," and that stopped it once and for all.
Well, David, this is really where the phrase in the Marine Corps hymn comes from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. So America's war with Islam goes way, way back, and this is something that most Americans have no clue about.
No, and there's another interesting thing about this business. Not only is this America's first foreign war, and it involved Muslim nation-states, city-states, basically, and some of them were part of the Ottoman Empire, which, of course, is a Muslim empire, but they were relatively independent in some ways, and so they were allowed by the Ottomans to engage in this business of piracy. And these people were just, this was a business for these people.